What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. Going on, guys. Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. It's your host, Coach Chance, and guys, I am fired up for today's episode. I take a lot of pride in depression and speaking about not being depressed, but speaking about depression because I, as you guys know, have struggled with this for a little while now. And a lot of it is because I've been out of the gym. I have not been in my element. And it seems I have something around here. And it's been something, guys, that affects me on a daily freaking basis, right? And I get depressed. I get down on myself. And today, guys, I'm going to be giving you three tips to crush your depression, whether it is on a small magnitude or it is something that is so catastrophic where you just don't know where to look anymore because you're just like you're completely flatlined. You're flatlined. Your energy, right? Your energy is flatlined, and you don't know where to turn. You don't know where to look. You don't know who to look towards. You don't know who to look to lead you out of this state of depression, out of this state of sadness, out of this state of unknowing and uncertainty. And guys, I'm here today to tell you and to give you three tips, three things that have changed the outlook on my life and the outlook on my depression. Right? So guys, if you're listening to the podcast, if you're listening to the replay or here on live stream, I want you guys to get your fingers ready, to get ready in the comments, get your pen and paper out, guys, because I'm going to be giving you these three tips and then we're getting off live, guys. We're going to make this one super quick today. Number one is, guys, getting outside. This is the number one thing, okay? Too many of you, myself included, because I work from home, I work in online business, too many of you are inside way too often. Too many of you don't see the natural sunlight at all. And you wait until the weekends to maybe go outside for a couple hours to do your yard work or to go to the beach for a few hours or whatever. And that's if you live in Florida. If you live up north, you're probably not seeing the sun nearly as much. So guys, get outside for at least 30 to 60 minutes every single day. If you guys need to do it while you're on your lunch, go and do it. Take time to get sun on your skin. Take your shirt off. Guys, where I live, luckily I have no neighbors. I sun in the nude as often as I can. Granted, now I live in this apartment and I can't do that, right? But I'll be moving back home in the next couple of months and I'll have my backyard and my privacy back and I'll be sunning my boys. And I'll be feeling freaking amazing that not only am I getting sun on my eyes, my face, and my skin, but I'm also getting them on my boys. The epicenter of testosterone production. And that's the reason why a lot of you guys are depressed in the first place is your test levels are subprimal, they're suboptimal. And you're not being taught this when you go to other fitness pages or when you go to mental health help pages. They're just there to talk to you. And that's great, right? And having someone to dispense your depression and what you're going through to your situation, that's important. I'm not hating on seeing a therapist or speaking to somebody. I'm an advocate for that, okay? But this is about holistic things that we can do outside of speaking to somebody or outside of medication. Getting sun, boosting your testosterone, getting primal, feeling alpha, feeling like your ancestors, getting outside and feeling like a man, getting that masculinity back. That's the number one thing you guys need to do to crush your depression. Number two, so let me see in the comments. Number one, getting outside for at least 30 to 60 minutes. Number two, surrounding yourself with winners, surrounding yourself with high energy, high vibrational people. This, like I said, guys, before starting the podcast today on the live, this is something that is overlooked, just like with sun exposure. Having high vibrational people around you and in your circle and doing away with the toxic people, those friends on Facebook that do nothing but bitch and complain about their negative circumstance or how X, Y, and Z is happening to them and they're just depressed because of it. Right? Or how they got mad at somebody at the store or someone cut them off and now they're having the worst day ever. Get rid of those people. Those people dish out their negativity. You don't want to be around somebody if you're already dealing with depression. You don't want to be around other depressed people. You want to start to bring in winners. You want to start to bring in people that are more positive and that are high vibrational people because they have so much unlimited potential. They have so much unlimited energy and unlimited passion and power and strength that it radiates and it dumps out of their pores and pours out of their soul. So when you're around them, you're able to capture some of that energy. You're able to capture some of that vibrational sense of goodness, right? Of bliss, of happiness. So number two, surround yourself with winners and high vibrational people. This is going to help significantly with your mood on a daily basis. And after 21 days, after 60 days, after 90 days of being around these people and cutting out all the toxic people and toxic environment, you're going to see a notable difference in your mindset. You're going to see a notable difference in how often you are actually depressed and on that flat line. So that's number two, surround yourself with winners and high energy, high vibrational people. Number three, I love to see it, Josh. I love to see it. Number three, guys, it's a big one too. Drink plenty of water and eat highly nutritious foods. And speaking of which, as you guys saw, I just took a sip here of my water. Drink some water, like right now, like wherever you're at, drink some freaking water. Guys, the vast majority of Americans are dehydrated. I want to see that in the comments. The vast majority of Americans are dehydrated. The vast majority of Americans are dehydrated. Let me see in the comments one more time. I can even feel my body temperature going up because I just attended a coaching call and all I was drinking was my smoothie and my coffee. I wasn't drinking water for over an hour, and that's unlike me. I'm supposed to be a coach and a role model. I'm calling myself out. I need to drink more water. But drinking water, guys, drinking high quality water throughout the day, drinking every 20 to 30 minutes. You know, I know some of you guys have jobs that don't allow you to go to the bathroom that often. And if you have a weak bladder and you're always peeing, that's going to be difficult. But I'm telling you, when you're feeding yourself enough water and hydration, keeping your brain liquid, keeping your brain fluid and your body circulating all those nutrients and just getting that metabolism up and feeling better, it's going to lift your spirit, right? It's going to not make you feel like you're flatlined as much, okay? So drinking water and having a nutritious diet. You guys know I'm a big advocate for eating animal-based, right? Eating high protein-based, animal-based foods to keep you satiated, keep you full throughout the day, help you in maintaining lean muscle mass, and also help you in growing new muscle mass, helping you put on weight. I know a lot of you guys struggle with being underweight. I know a lot of you guys struggle with putting on weight. That was me my whole life. I was always a skinny guy. And I was also always depressed. And that's because I wasn't getting enough protein. I wasn't getting not just protein, not just focusing on those macros, but also the actual nutrition that is in these foods. The vitamins, the essential minerals, the different peptides and enzymes, right, that are in animal-based foods. I had bone marrow last night with my two burgers. You know, I had a side of cucumber, mozzarella cheese, all animal-based and with the least toxic plant foods. And this makes me feel good. This helps combat my depression. If I was eating McDonald's every night or I was getting a hot dog for lunch at the corner racetrack every day, I would not be feeling the way that I feel. I wouldn't have the energy levels. I wouldn't be in a good mood 90% of the time. And it's because of the foods I decide to feed myself and fuel myself with. So guys, number three is drinking water and having a highly nutritious diet. Let me see in the comments below. So guys, to recap today's podcast, number one, to crush your depression, these three tips, guys, are going to help you holistically feel better, be in a better mood, have better energy, and not feel so flatlined like you're living the same day over and over and over again. Number one is getting outside more. You guys need to get outside more. You need to spend at least 30 to 60 minutes in the sun every day. If you're able to sun nude, I definitely highly recommend doing that. Sun them boys. Number two, surrounding yourself with winners and high vibrational people. When you're around high energy people, they're going to be able to dispense their energy, their vibration, their vibe, their passion, and their energy to you because they're so full of it. They're so full of unlimited energy. And number three, guys, is going to be drinking more water. Drink more water. Like I said, most Americans are dehydrated, so drink more water. Give your body what it wants and what it deserves, and eat a highly nutritious diet. So, guys, that is it. That is all. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you did and you want to leave us a review on the Apple Podcast app, you guys can certainly do that. Look up the Apple Podcast app, scroll all the way down, or not the app, look up the Apple Podcast app, search The Relentless Life with Chance Galloway, scroll all the way down to ratings and reviews, leave us a quick review, let us know how you like today's episode. And also, guys, if you're just tuning in as well, whether you're on the replay or you're here now, make sure you guys hashtag replay in the comments below and screenshot whether you're on Facebook. I see we got some people tuning in on Facebook. We got some people on Instagram. Guys, screenshot today's live stream. Tag me at Chance Galloway Fitness. Post these three tips to crushing depression and post it up on your story so I know you guys got some value. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's been a fucking honor. It's been a privilege to see you guys and to serve you guys. Hopefully you got some value, and I'll see y'all on tomorrow's episode, 12 p.m. Much love, much respect. Peace. Let's freaking go, baby.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of The Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.